This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And now, the Washington firestorm over the FBI raid of a congressional office last weekend. The debate between Congress and the Justice Department has gotten so hot that the White House is stepping in to declare a kind of cooling-off period. President Bush made this move after House Speaker Dennis Hastert claimed the Justice Department was trying to intimidate him. Hastert said Justice had leaked a false story suggesting he was the target of an ethics investigation. Here's NPR's Luke Burbank at the Capitol.
Think you've got complicated relationships? Try the one between Republican Speaker Dennis Hastert and the Justice Department. So far this week, Hastert's accused the department of conducting an unconstitutional search of a Capitol Hill office, denied a news story that said he too is under FBI investigation, welcomed the department's denial about the investigation, and then accused someone within the department of leaking the story to ABC News. That's what you call complicated. This morning, Hastert was a guest on Chicago radio station WGN.
As the sun rises this morning, are you still seeking a retraction from ABC?
Oh, absolutely. It's just not true. The Justice Department said there is no investigation. And, this is one of the leaks that come out to try to, intimidate people. And we're just not going to be intimidated.
The story, reported by ABC News last night and quickly denied by the Justice Department, was that Hastert was a part of the Justice investigation into corrupt lobbyist Jack Abramoff's ties to Capitol Hill. By this afternoon, though, when he showed up outside the Capitol at a ceremony honoring veterans, Hastert was starting to sound a little more measured.
Now, I don't know if this leak out of the Justice Department or wherever it came was a coincidence or not, but I'll let anybody else try to connect the dots.
Someone trying to intimidate you?
I wouldn't say that. I don't know.
What is your remedy?
That's speculation.
What started the fracas was the weekend raid of the congressional office of Louisiana Democrat William Jefferson. He's under FBI investigation for bribery. The FBI affidavit says Jefferson was videotaped accepting $100,000 in cash, most of which was later found in his home freezer. But when that search reached Jefferson's official Capitol Hill office, members of both parties in both the House and the Senate were outraged by what they called the violation of the constitutional principle of separation of powers. That's the legal concept that says all three branches of government are co-equal and that officials from one branch can't just march into the offices of the other anytime they want. Speaker Hastert says he took his beef straight to the Oval Office.
What we want to do is not protect people who broke the law, but we need to protect the division of powers in the Constitution of the United States. And that's one of the things that I talked to the president about. That's one of the things that we're concerned about in this issue. And that's an ongoing discussion that we have.
Caught in the middle of all this is Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, whose department approved the search of Jefferson's office in the first place. Since the raid, he's been conciliatory, stating his respect for Congress as a co-equal branch and claiming the search came only after Mr. Jefferson ignored a subpoena.
We shouldn't lose sight of the fact that the Department of Justice is doing its job in investigating criminal wrongdoing. And we have an obligation to the American people to pursue the evidence where it exists. Obviously, of course, there are additional considerations in this particular case, and we want to continue to try to work with the Congress.
But Hastert and other members, including, of course, Congressman Jefferson himself, have demanded the FBI return the material it seized during the search. Today, President Bush essentially called a timeout in the matter, asking the Justice Department to seal all the documents and keep them under wraps for 45 days, by which time more facts may be known and calm restored. Luke Burbank, NPR News, the Capitol.